This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Open for Business. I'm Christine Wong, and continuing to improve your skill set is a major part of staying hireable and taking your company to the next level. Joining me today is Sam Suresh, founder of the e-learning platform Modern LMS, to discuss how SMEs, colleges, and other organizations can use the platform to keep building their skills.
Hi, Christine. Thanks for having me here today. My name is Sam Suresh. I'm the founder of modernlms.com. Basically, Modern LMS is a robust e-learning platform for organizations to run their training and development. It's available on cloud as well as on-premise solution.
Mm-hmm. So tell me a little bit about why you decided to start Modern LMS.
Right. Basically, I'm a technology instructor. I teach programming, web development. I provide trainings like to the US State of Department, European companies. So one of the major challenges that I faced during my training is that most of these trainings are touch-and-go trainings. So I can't really assess my students. I was teaching for over 12 years now. I teach like programming. I need to really know how many of them really got what exactly functions and things like that. So that's where I started to develop a tool to assess them. So this is back in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
So over the time, this tool was evolved and we used in companies, and some companies started to ask us, can we use these tools? And that was like a genesis of Modern LMS.
Right, I see. So instead of, you know, just having those, let's say, one-off training programs or those ones that only happen maybe every quarter, you wanted to find a way to measure some regular form of progression.
Exactly, because I think learning is a continuous thing. So mm-hmm. It can't be like just one session, a two-day program or what. So it has to be continuously delivered, and it should be a two-way communication. So
right.
If it is just a traditional classroom, most of the time it's a one-way communication. Now with the e-learning, you can technically evaluate, you can give them assessments, and the system will give it what is your progress and how you are doing, whether you're okay with the training or not.
I see. And so you mentioned that you operate on the more technical side of things, but you do also teach as well and have been doing that for 12 years. Tell me a little bit about the variety of experience that is available on the platform to learn from.
Basically, I'm like a technology instructor. So I worked with e-learning technology development and support for the past 12 years. The technology, the Modern LMS itself is a self-paced learning platform, as well as we have embedded what we call the virtual training tools, such as Cisco WebEx. We have Microsoft Teams, we have Google Meet, we have Zoom building in the platform itself.
Mm-hmm.
So it allow our customers to conduct their training, as well as the meetings, to conduct the assessments, to conduct training need analysis using this platform.
So would you say that Modern LMS is more suited to, I guess, like self-teaching?
Yes. So we know that most of these enterprises, corporate companies in Malaysia, because for me, training is something that you can't avoid. Whether you're small or big mm-hmm. or large conglomerate, you have to do this training. It's a continuous process in order to ensure everyone in your company up to a standard that you're expecting. So with a tool like e-learning tools, when you implement e-learning tool in a company, like a larger organization, it allows you to measure the level of understanding of each one of your employees. So it saves a lot of time in a way that you don't have to assess everyone frequently or set them in a classroom training. Users can take this training anytime, anywhere at their own convenience.
I see. All right. So can you tell me a little bit about what are the differences of Modern LMS as compared to other e-learning platforms that may be on the market?
Modern LMS is a Malaysian-based company. So there are not many Malaysian companies that have their own platform. So most of the companies resell overseas platforms. So we understand the need of Malaysian companies. That is, I would say that's the unique point about Modern LMS. As a training provider, so I run two companies. One is called ME.my. This is a training company. And the other one is Modern LMS software company.
Mm-hmm.
So I know how trainings are conducted in a way that we are registered HRDF under Human Resource Ministry training provider. We are registered with Finance Ministry. So we know how training works A to Z because we've run this for 12 years. So now when we develop a software, we completely understand how the CPD points, how training need analysis being done, what are the challenges. So this is a unique selling point for Modern LMS. Besides that, most of our team members are technical people.
Mm-hmm.
We also provide support in four Malaysian languages. So we have support in English, Bahasa, Chinese, and Tamil.
Wow, okay. All right, that's really interesting. And I really love the fact that you have support for multiple languages, especially since you're a Malaysian-based company. I think that's a fantastic, selling point. From my understanding as well, you've got a web-based app. You've got an Android app and an iOS app as well. I mean, tell me a little bit about, designing a platform that has to be accessible and friendly and user-friendly across all these platforms.
Indeed, that is one of the challenging factors. When you run a software company, you have to ensure that you keep up with the technology advancement. So we started with a web-based applications. Modern LMS is based on a very popular open source engine. So when the engine grows, there are a lot of changes happen. We have our enterprise stack that cater the needs of Malaysian community, Malaysian enterprises. So we developed this Android and iOS app to support this web-based app.
Mm.
So the unique point of these applications is that you can use this application offline. So let's say we have a client, a petroleum client, where they got a lot of workers working on offshore in the oil rig, and they have to go through a lot of safety trainings. So they use this app. So whenever they're connected to the internet, they download all this training. And while they are on site, they go through all this training. And when they are connected, this information will be synchronized to the central server and all the updates will be posted to the database. So that is one of the key points why we encourage our customers to use the mobile applications, because it supports offline learning,
mm-hmm.
as well as it supports push notifications. For example, let's say you forget to complete the assessment. The system going to give you a notification. Hey, Christian, you need to complete this in the next 2 days.
I see. And so I understand you've got a pricing plan here on your website. But tell me a little bit about, before we get into that, tell me a little bit about the app. Is the app free on both platforms or, is there in-app purchases? Tell me a little bit about that.
All right. So how Modern LMS work is that we offer platform as a service. So it's available on SaaS, which is software as a service, or on-premise, means customer can outright purchase the software itself. So we have three different editions, like basic edition. This is a new edition we introduced, especially during this pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have standard and enterprise editions. So we have mobile application for standard and enterprise edition because that involves a lot of work. We don't give a vanilla version of application. All these applications are custom branded for our client. So we have Maxis as one of our premier clients. So if a company joining us as a client, we will rebrand this application and we'll submit to Play Store and App Store on their company branding.
Ah, okay. So let me just get this straight. There's an individual application for each company?
Exactly.
Ah, all right. Interesting. Okay. And, tell me a little bit about how you have managed to justify the pricing as compared to other e-learning platforms out there.
This is really challenging factor, especially we have our major competitors are overseas companies, which is actually also operating from Malaysia. They have offices in Malaysia.
Mm-hmm.
So the challenge is that overseas companies sometimes can offer much lower rates. It's probably the quantity as well as the scale that how they deploy it. We are more focused, our unique point is that we customize each of one of our client requirements so there's more people working in our end for every client. So to match these competitions, as well as to offer a competitive and affordable platform to our clients, we introduced Basic Edition. So Basic Edition pretty much has all the core learning and development features accept some of the advanced feature which you might not need it for a small company or SME company, such as enterprise login, integration with Microsoft or other technologies. So this sort of advanced features available on standard or enterprise editions.
Got it. So basically, essentially, the pricing is going to change based on, I guess, how complicated the setup for the app is for each individual client.
Yes, you're right.
Very interesting. All right. Well, it's time to take a short break right now for some messages. But after that, I will continue speaking to Sam Suresh, founder of the e-learning platform Modern LMS, to discuss a little bit about the importance of upskilling and reskilling. So do stay tuned to Open for Business here on BFM 89.9.
Business, finance, and more. BFM 89.9.
Listening to Open for Business. I'm Christine Wong, and on the line with me today is Sam Suresh. He's the founder of the e-learning platform Modern LMS. It was founded in 2015, and essentially, it is a comprehensive e-learning platform that caters to pretty much any organization, be them small to big-size companies, SME businesses, enterprises, etc. So before the break, we were talking a little bit about the catalyst for starting a Modern LMS, as well as the differences of Modern LMS compared to other e-learning platforms. Now, I understand that essentially, the experience of using the platform is different from client to client. But can you give me a little bit of an idea of the kind of content you could find on the platform?
Essentially, Modern LMS is a platform as a service. So actually, we don't offer content to our end users. But we have a number of tools that our client can use to author the content, to create the e-learning content. On top of that, we have a dedicated team which actually can create content, including voiceovers. We also support four languages. In fact, recently, JPJ hired Modern LMS to develop a road safety training, which will be rolled out to nationwide school teachers, which is a national syllabus, actually. So basically, we provide platform for our clients to conduct their online training, as well as tools to create interactive animated content within the platform.
Okay, so essentially, the content is going to be provided by the client itself, right?
Exactly.
Right, I see. It's more that you guys give a variety of formats that the client can use in order to actually shape how they want the course to be designed.
Yeah, on top of that, we have a tracking, so you can track how the learning activity is happening. Mm-hmm. You can drip feed content, you can restrict content, so you can set a learning path. You can issue a digital batches, points, so you can gamify the learning. So there will be some sort of motivation for the employees to go through a set of trainings.
I see. And is it easy for your clients to change the content and keep it relevant as times change and they may want to edit their course a bit?
Yes, most of this content can be edited on the browser itself, so they don't have to buy any expensive softwares or invest on other tools and training and extra. So we provide a free training to all our clients how to use these tools. We provide unlimited support so they can open a support ticket at any point of time. Mm-hmm. As times change, the technology change, we add a lot of different tools. As of now, we have 43 different tools built in. We have integration, like I mentioned, with all the video conferencing tools, which allow users to conduct the training. This is something we've seen a huge spike during the pandemic. Most of our clients are relying on this integration to run their trainings.
Right, absolutely. We'll get to the effect of the pandemic in a little bit. Basically, from what I understand, you've got a wide variety of clients, plus, you know, dependent on which plan the clients have chosen, you can have an unlimited amount of users per client, as well as you mentioned, all the features and tools that are available on the platform. From a technical perspective, what is it like to, you know, have to support all of that at once? You know, is that does that require a lot of bandwidth or you know, server space or anything like that?
Indeed, it's challenging actually sometimes, but this happening from a client to client. So we come across different clients. Sometimes mm-hmm. we go for enterprises. Sometimes we go to a very small training provider, for example. They want to modernize their training. So we have a dedicated training team, which this team actually will recruit this learning and development team of our clients. So they will ensure that customer able to use this tool effectively. And we also are offering something called as expert advice. From time to time, myself and other colleagues, we will review our customer causes and we will make a video call and we will explain how they can do better based on our past 12-year experience, based on our other client experience, things that we can offer to them as advice, as a change that they can make in their delivery. So these are the things that we are doing from time to time, you know, to tackle the issues about the technical difficulties or technical knowledge on using the platform itself.
Right. So it's not just, you know, you create the app and then you sort of leave them to it. There is an element still of technical support if the client is in need.
Indeed, Christine. That is why I mentioned our unique selling point is the support. Because I believe I've seen many companies in the past, because e-learning is not something new. E-learning is really old. It has been in the market for the past 21 years.
Yeah.
So most of the company failed because they don't have a proper support. When you implement e-learning in a company, it's not just getting a platform, but it's getting a support, it's getting an implementation strategy, how to implement, what kind of courses, how the courses should be converted, how to make it sustainable. Mm. So that is what exactly our unique selling point. So we offer the support and the operational support that's needed by our clients.
Got it. Right. Now, of course, you know, we ask this of just about everyone and we touched upon it very briefly earlier, but how has modern LMS been faring throughout the pandemic?
I would say that our sales spiked during coronavirus pandemic as most companies finding alternate mediums to deliver their training. As you know, training is one of the prohibited activities during the MCO, restriction order. So to cater these growing needs of our clients, we also introduced the SME package, like I mentioned earlier, the basic package. We have a number of clients who are on board with us, so we continuously provide training to them, we're coaching them how to modernize so that, you know, they can sustain the business. Otherwise, most of the training companies, they can't really sustain the business without having all this. Even HRDF, Human Resource Ministry, set a standard. So if you're conducting online training, you have to provide the evidence of attendance, for example. Mm-hmm. So modern LMS able to generate that sort of evidence, learning evidence, login evidence, time spent evidence, and so on.
Mm. So essentially, I guess, in a way, you know, I mean, a lot of SMEs have really been hit hard by the pandemic, but because you were already designed for e-learning in the first place, you guys sort of benefited in a way from the situation, I guess.
I agreed with that statement.
So, I mean, tell me a little bit about, you know, from a personal perspective, right, the importance of upskilling and reskilling. Because as you mentioned, you know, you've been training people for like 12 years, you know. Tell me a little bit about what kind of skills you think are most needed in the future.
I strongly believe that training is something you cannot skip in any organization. One of the interesting facts that to mention here is that when an employee has received adequate training, he or she will perform better. Mm-hmm. Imagine we have so many people in our team, and if you're unable to provide the support, the knowledge that they need to perform their task, right? Probably they are not very productive enough. So if you provide enough training and effective training that you can measure the results, this eventually will increase the productivity and, of course, the profit of the organization. Mm-hmm. But you can't expect someone to perform 200% after touch-and-go training. Every human being has their own pace, right? Learning pace. So we all learn in different ways and speeds. So modern LMS actually help the users and users to revisit all the notes, self-assessments, and improve their knowledge retention.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. All right. And I mean, tell me a little bit about Modern LMS's plans for the future. You know, where do you see expansion happening? Are you looking for funding? You know, things like that.
Currently, our core focus is in Malaysian market. By end of this year, we are expecting to expand to Southeast Asia countries like Singapore and Indonesia. So we have a number of inquiries from Singapore. They have requested, some of them requested for on-site meeting just before all this started. So because of this pandemic, that has been a little bit on pause because of some legal issues that we need to establish our presence in that region. Mm-hmm. So this is something that we are working on now. So we are expecting like by next year, we want to expand to Southeast Asian countries.
Wow. Well, I'm very excited to see where Modern LMS goes next. Thank you very much for speaking to me today.
Thank you so much, Christine. I just want to say belajar from Modern LMS, BFM 89.9. Thank you for having me.
That's so lovely. All right. Well, of course, that was Sam Suresh, founder of the e-learning platform Modern LMS. If you have missed any of today's podcasts, you can download our app. That's available on the Apple App Store or Google Play. You can also head over to our website, bfm.my, or you can listen to us on Spotify or wherever else you get your podcasts. You've been listening to Christine Wong here on Open for Business on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.